Hi, this is Bria Barthel for Hudson Mohawk Magazine, and today I'm talking with Molly Belmont, Director of Community Relations and Development for Community Loan Fund of the Capital Region, especially about their projects in helping people learn how to invest money and how to develop their what's called financial literacy. So Molly, let's start with, what's the Community Loan Fund?
So the Community Loan Fund is a community development financial institution serving the Capital Region. We finance community development projects. We focus on small businesses started by women, minorities, and people of low income, as well as nonprofits providing essential community services. And we do financing as well as training and technical assistance.
And I often think of Community Loan Fund as being lending money out, but of course that money has to come from someplace. So perhaps you can tell us something about the investors in Community Loan Fund.
Absolutely. So we're a unique model in that all of our lending capital comes from investments. We have socially conscious individuals, companies, nonprofits, and they make investments with the loan fund. These are interest-bearing investments. They can be, you know, terms from 1 to 10 years, sometimes longer, and we pay interest on these investments, and our investors can feel good because the money that they are putting in is then getting loaned out to small businesses and nonprofits right in their own community.
And I know that you've started a program recently to help what you're calling emerging investors. So that's people who maybe didn't think of themselves as being in the position of lending or are new to even the idea of building up their own capital. Can you tell us something about that?
Absolutely. So previously, our investments really started at $1,000. But we are our core mission is financial inclusion. And we recognized that there were a number of people who would love to participate, but that was just beyond their reach. And so we started the Emerging Investor Network. And how it works is that people can make investments, $100 a month for 10 months. We can take it right out of their paycheck, or they can make it, a donation through our system. And then that $1,000 at the end of 10 months is rolled over into a regular investment. And that has been very popular. The Emerging Investor Network started about 2 years ago. We have young professionals coming into it. We have seniors who are on a fixed income. We have civic groups and religious organizations that come together as a larger group and all make contributions. And then the contribution is rolled over into the larger investment. And it's really an exciting model, I think, for our organization. The other thing that we thought was really important, because we're dealing often with people who are new to investing, we wanted to provide the educational piece that goes along with that. We wanted to make sure that everyone had the information that they needed about budgeting and debt repayment and different investment vehicles, and that everyone was entering into this and really on good footing. And so we partnered with a number of financial planning firms in the area to do workshops. We've been really fortunate to work with Godfrey Financial and Simmons Capital. We've worked with Edward Jones and Wade Wealth Advisory Group, which has been wonderful.
Tell me something about the workshops, the kinds of workshops that you offer and what people get out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So we did a workshop on budgeting. We've done several on credit scores. What is your credit score? What does it mean? How does it impact you? How can you make it better? We've done workshops on debt repayment strategies. We've also done workshops on, does it make more sense to, you know, pay off debt or put money in savings? What's the best approach? We've done workshops on different investment vehicles, you know, making sure that you're taking advantage of your 401k at work. And then, you know, what's an IRA? What's a Roth IRA? What do these things, what do these terms mean? And then we also did one on financial trauma and, sort of the unfortunate situation that women often and also minorities can face. They are spoken down to when investing and embarking on investments, and wanted to really, you know, acknowledge that and also remove some of that mansplaining that takes place and really just provide some level-headed guidance for people.
And are these workshops open to everyone? What's the process for finding out about them, for signing up for them? Are they live or via Zoom?
Yeah, so all of the workshops that we offer are done virtually right now. We want to make them as accessible as possible. We have a calendar up on our website at mycommunityloanfund.org. And, you know, you have we have a great series coming up with CEFCU that is going to talk about the gig economy and how to deal with inconsistent levels of income, household budgeting, and trade-offs that people make as they set up a household budget. So I would definitely encourage people to visit our calendar, and you can register for all of our workshops right there, and we'll send you all the Zoom information.
Going back to the Emerging Investor Network, I just want to be clear. It's not that people are investing $100 that goes immediately to the Community Loan Fund like a donation. So it's different than a donation, and this is helping people create financial stability for themselves. What happens at the end of the $1,000 in 10 months period?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's right, Bria. It's not a donation. This is an investment. So like an investment, they receive interest payments, and the money sits in a sort of a holding place, if you will, for those 10 months. And then when the $1,000 has accumulated in that holding place, then it's rolled over and into an investment. But they do earn interest on it. So it really is, it's an asset. And it's, you know, part of their financial portfolio. And it's also part of the financial portfolio for the community. You know, they really are giving back to the community.
And for many people, it's the first thing in their portfolio. I know as when I was younger, the word portfolio, I was thinking like, what, I put this into a notebook or something. But it really is a way to start savings and to start recognizing the importance of having money on hand for stability if you're lucky enough to have money to put aside.
Absolutely. And I think that it's a nice way to diversify your portfolio. You know, a lot of us have investments in a number of different, you know, large sort of conglomerates. This is an investment in your local community. This is an investment, and you're going to see the returns on it when you drive down the street and drive past a business that was started by the Community Loan Fund or assisted by the Community Loan Fund. You know, you're going to see the return when you go to a performing arts center that was helped by the Community Loan Fund. So you'll see these returns hit your bottom line, but you'll also see these returns as you're driving down the street.
And these are two different pieces. One is investing in the Community Loan Fund, and the other is developing financial literacy skills so that you can start to have the funds available to consider such investments. So listeners that may not be in a position to put aside $100 a month could still learn ways to improve their financial situation from whatever their starting point is.
Absolutely. We want to see everyone be able to achieve their financial dreams. And that's going to be different for everyone. We really pride ourselves on starting where people are. So everyone's financial journey is different. We want to meet you where you are and help you achieve your own particular goals.
This is Bria Barthel for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine, talking with Molly Belmont, Director of Community Relations and Development for the Community Loan Fund of the Capital Region at mycommunityloanfund.org. Molly, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Bria.